Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. February, March, and April are popular months to fertilize plants in our landscapes, so I thought this would be a good time to talk about this topic. Why we fertilize plants is important to understand. Plants need basic essential elements that they get from the soil. These elements may be in short supply on occasion, and if they are, they can limit the performance of our plants, make them not perform quite as well as they should. Now, this is an important tool that we use to stimulate growth in our plants. If you don't need to stimulate growth, then the use of fertilizers may be really not necessary. Here's a good example. I'll commonly get a question about pruning back a shrub that's gotten overgrown and is blocking a view out of a window. And immediately after I tell, well, you can prune it back about halfway or as much as you need to, the next question is, well, what should I fertilize it with? So you cut the plant back to try to control the growth, and then you fertilize the plant to make it grow faster, bigger, and that just doesn't make any sense. So remember, fertilizers are particularly useful when you're trying to stimulate good growth on plants. They're not nearly as useful as if you're plants are growing fast enough already, or if they're really getting kind of overgrown. Now, how do you choose a fertilizer for use in your landscape? Well, this is an important decision. We don't use fertilizers to feed our plants. Although we use the terms feeding and plant food, plants make their own food through photosynthesis. All we're providing for them with fertilizers are basic mineral elements that they need to be healthy, like phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and nitrogen. Think of them more like vitamins. The vitamin pills you take supplement your diet. They're not the food that you eat every day. And don't think about vitamins always as being absolutely critical to your health. They're just something you may take to help supplement what you're eating and to make sure you're getting the vitamins that you need. And that's pretty much what we're looking at with plants. If you're not sure what kind of nutrients your plants are going to need, what minerals may be in short supply and need to be supplemented, you can get your soil tested through your local LSU Ag Center Extension office. And this will tell you exactly what nutrients are in short supply and what nutrients you need to make sure you're providing with your fertilizers. The idea that every different kind of plant in your landscape needs a separate and different kind of fertilizer is really not all that accurate. All plants use the same essential elements, and we can oftentimes use the same fertilizer to fertilize our flowers, our lawns, our trees, our shrubs, and even our vegetables, as long as it's a nice general purpose type fertilizer formulation. Again, think about what nutrients your soil is lacking and choose fertilizers that have those nutrients in them. You also need to think about the formulation of fertilizer that you want to use. We've got soluble fertilizers that you mix with water and apply in a liquid form. We've got granular fertilizers. You buy these by the bag and scatter them around. There are slow-release fertilizers, and these are formulated to release nutrients very slowly over a long period of time, and organic fertilizers as well. They also release nutrients over a long period of time. When we fertilize plants, the timing is important. We want to fertilize plants at the beginning of their growing season and then during their growing season. That's why this is a good time for many plants, because lots of plants grow in the spring. The worst time to fertilize plants is at the end of their growing season, so we oftentimes stop fertilizing in the late summer as plants begin to slow down and get ready for the winter. At the time that you fertilize, you need to make sure you read the directions very carefully. They'll tell you how much fertilizer to use and how often it needs to be applied. And how often it needs to be applied depends a great deal on the kind of fertilizer that you're going to be using. So make sure you fertilize your plants if you need to, and remember, it's our best tool in helping to encourage vigorous growth. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.